Hey, thanks, Penny, for this fun-looking questionnaire. This is the hottie next door. I figured I'd just go ahead and record this one. So, number one, based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? I'm not sure, but you know you're going to want to come to my door to see what it is, right? cop out on that one. I couldn't think a doorbell, something hidden behind the door. Yeah, you just knock and you'll see. Number two, how did you celebrate Halloween growing up, or did we? I celebrated Halloween. We did go trick or treating usually at a friend's neighborhood, 'cause my neighborhood we kind of live pretty far out. So if we drove to the good neighborhood, usually the country club or something like that. So those folks had the good candy. another thing that was popular was, haunted houses, but, I'm a little scaredy cat and I never could do haunted houses. Number three, what's the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn? Sexy bedroom costumes count. So I was thinking about this, and any elaborate costume I've ever done has really become more of a menace by the end of the night. Face paint and mask and wigs. I mean, when you trick-or-treat in the South, when I was living in the South and trick-or-treating as a kid, it's freaking hot and humid sometimes still on Halloween, and I would just sweat and all that stuff. So the favorite costumes are probably the more simple ones, a la Jim from The Office's three hole punch Jim. I did do a hot nurse costume once, and that would go well with my username, I guess. And another one was just real simple. I cut out a pair of kitten ears and used black lipstick to draw a nose and whiskers. Mummy, werewolf, vampire. Who would you fuck, basically? Yeah, I think I gotta go with the werewolf on this one. Hairy, animalistic sex. Yeah, I think I could go with that. Mummies kind of halfway dead kind of seems creepy, and blood play with a vampire, although I do like sucking on my neck, so that one's tempting for second place there. Number five, what's your favorite movie or TV show to walk around, to watch around Halloween? The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, definitely came to mind on this. I think Tink liked that one too, so props for you. Let's watch The Great Pumpkin together. All the Charlie Brown specials are a little bit dear to my heart. Do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, lattes, cool costume, people asking for free candy. Well, yes, I guess. I'm really not a big coffee drinker, so no on the lattes. I would like to do a corn maze. I don't think I've ever actually done one. Pumpkin patches? I'm not really sure I get pumpkin patches. It's like, it's a nice fall setting to take pictures if you've got kids or something. But you pretty much go and you pick one up and you pay for it and you take it home. So, but pumpkin carving now, that's something I enjoy on Halloween. A good Halloween tradition. Tell us a really good Halloween joke. Okay, I don't have any really good Halloween jokes, or probably really good jokes otherwise. So, Mr. Woody, if you're listening, you may enjoy this one. Knock, knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo-hoo. No, don't cry. I'm just a trick-or-treater. Okay. Tell a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or fall in general. Back to pumpkin carving. One of the first times I carved a pumpkin, on my own. I got the pumpkin really early, and in October, and I got adventurous, I guess, and I carved it, a little jack-o'-lantern, and then I decided to put it in the freezer to keep it well, so it wouldn't mold, I guess. And it was really interesting when I took it out on Halloween. I mean, it was still frozen, and I put it out, and so it looked like ghostly, and then it started warming up with the candle and melting. But then by the time it was defrosted, all the fibers, I guess, had broken down or something, and it was totally collapsing on itself. So there's a little jack-o'-lantern fail from the hottie next door. Okay, number 9. Sing a Halloween-inspired song or tell us a poem. So I was trying to think of something besides "You Did the Mash, the Monster Mash," right? Or Thriller. So how about this one? When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Okay. Or, because I can't resist, I had a couple others. Very superstitious, writing on the wall. Very superstitious, letters about to fall. Okay, I don't really know. Where's that one? And then there's, it's just a jump to the left and a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips and bring your knees in tight. It's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Okay, wow, I'm not warmed up, and that was really off key, but you get the point. and that would be another good, what do you want to watch around Halloween? Rocky Horror Picture Show is a good one on there. And number 10. Oh, number 10 is picking teams. The first three to volunteer, I guess. Oh, gosh. Why? Who would it be and why? Yeah, I haven't figured all you guys out. Okay, I got it. So based on best way I could figure out to pick my three GWA or trick-or-treaters was to go through the responses to your questionnaire, Penny, prior to my posting, at least the ones I saw, and pick my favorite three costumes that I want to see, based on what you guys picked for your username costumes. And they are Myth of Bacon. I need to see you in this Lady Gaga bacon dress. It's Mako, right? That you're Shark, Two Kinds of Girls on Halloween. Yes, that was great. And Kinky Angel. I think that sounds pretty awesome costume and kind of elaborate. All right. Hey, that was fun. Thanks for this one, Penny. Happy Halloween, everybody.